Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
You think you got the best of me? Think you've had the last laugh? Bet you think that everything good is gone? Think you left me broken down? Think that I'll come running back? Baby, you don't know me cause you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller.
I have great respect for our institutions and the separation of powers laid out in our Constitution. But what's happening now is not consistent with that doctrine of separation of powers. Extremism is undermining the public confidence in the court's decisions.
And his solution is new rules. Let's change the nature of the court. This is a really interesting development to me because you may remember 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Man, sometimes it's hard to remember when all these things happened. But President Biden had created this commission on reforming the Supreme Court. And he got together a bunch of academics, including some conservatives, and they wrangled and haggled and talked, and it was hours-long meetings, and I watched all of them, and then read the report after they got it all done. And basically, they recommended a couple of things, okay? The biggest challenge to implementing any of the reforms that they recommended is just that you'd probably need a constitutional amendment to do most of them, and nothing happened with it. Biden didn't propose actually doing it. It turned out that that stuff came out, I think it was 2 years ago, was when in an election year. And, you know, it looked like it wasn't a winner for the Democrats politically. And so they just kind of let it all fall by the wayside. Well, now, when you've got another election coming up, but this time it's not Biden, right? And of course, it wouldn't have been 2 years ago either. But, you know, the perception is that people are angry about the Supreme Court. They're angry about Roe versus Wade being overturned, even though the overturning of that was actually good law, because the Roe versus Wade was a terrible decision, not because it was not pro-life, but because the legality of it was awful. It's one of the just worst Supreme Court opinions in terms of its framework, analysis, justification, everything. Terrible law. Finally overturned, okay. And then the Supreme Court, of course, has done other things, you know, pro-gun things. It had its recent decision related to immunity for the president for acts he does in office and whether they, you know, are core powers, non-core powers. You know, we talked about that when the ruling came out. I disagreed with the Supreme Court's opinion. I think it's actually a terrible opinion. But here's the thing. If the Supreme Court makes mistakes, and they will, you know, even though most of the things the Supreme Court does is unanimous, it doesn't get a lot of press because they're usually obscure matters of law that don't matter to you or me, then some of the rulings are going to be 7-2, 6-3. And then, you know, if not many rulings these days are 5-4 because of the composition of the court. But there are some people who are pushing the view that the Supreme Court is out of touch with America. The Supreme Court does not reflect the will of the majority or the will of the people in general because it was packed, stacked, however you want to describe it, by the Republicans and President Trump. Now, it's true that the court does lean more towards majority status. If you're somebody who believes in original intent of the Constitution, then you don't mind that because they're doing their job of interpreting the law as it exists, as opposed to legislating from the bench, which other people want. But put all of that in the backdrop, and Biden thinks it's time for a change. It's time to do something. Now that it won't hurt me if I try to make a change, because I'm not running for re-election. I have 6 months left in my term, and maybe I can get something done that will, you know, make a change. So what is he actually proposing? Well, there's three proposals. One of them I absolutely agree with, and two of them, well, we'll talk about it. The one that I agree with, this is actually the easy one. This is the one that has been, I was kind of surprised to see this one show up on the list, if only because I've been advocating for this for years, and it was one that the commission soft endorsed, okay? It would be better if we could go to a system where Supreme Court justices were not appointed for life. If they were appointed to 18-year terms, and every president got two. So if every odd year you knew that a Supreme Court position would open up, that would mean that Trump would know he'd get two during 4 years. Biden would know he'd get two during 4 years. Harris would know she'd get two during 4 years. Because the current system of gaming when they retire or waiting until they die or retire or cannot function in the role anymore is not a great system. because we've gotten ourselves into a state where the Supreme Court has so much power. They decide so many things, which is itself a problem, right? The disproportionate influence of the court means that we sometimes have presidential elections that are primarily about, well, who are you going to put on the Supreme Court? As if being president isn't the you know, brass ring, but who you're going to put on the Supreme Court is really the brass ring. And that's a problem, too. Okay, so limiting the scope and influence of the court would also be a good thing. But none of that's really on the table. The issue is terms and fairness to who wins the presidential election and avoiding problems like the Merrick Garland problem, avoiding problems like, okay, we have problems with this issue of lifelong appointment. The challenge is, in order to do that, you most certainly are going to have a constitutional amendment. And when was the last time we had a constitutional amendment passed? It doesn't happen. And it's certainly not going to happen over this, even though I would vote for it. Even though it makes perfect sense to me, the two problems are, number one, you have people who are not politically willing to go for something like this. Number two, is the logistics of getting there are challenging. How do you take 9 life-appointed members of the court and transition that into a rotating 18-year term where somebody comes off? It's not easy to implement. You know, who gets retired first? You know, when do you start this process? And there's discussions about how that works. There's things like making them emeritus, making them non-voting members, you know, starting with the next 2-year term and maybe adding the court size. And then as people retire, you shrink it back down to 9. I mean, there's a variety of solutions. None of them are great, but it's possible to do. Okay. It is messy. It's going to be challenging. It'll almost certainly take a constitutional amendment. I think it would be it would take a constitutional amendment because right now they have lifetime appointments. That's in the Constitution. So that's the one I agree with. What about the other two? We'll talk about it in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. No accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. We are seeing some delays if you're going from Milton to East Milton, so just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. There are two other suggestions. One is a binding code of conduct that would, and again, the details are going to matter here, but would basically apply the same code of ethics to the Supreme Court that applies to other federal judges. That's because of the various issues surrounding, for example, Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito that have come to light recently in terms of their receipt of, you know, financial benefits and the allegation this is, you know, currying influence on the court. I don't have a problem with this one either. You know, this doesn't bother me. The Supreme Court is reluctant to have this. And I tell you, the theory behind why they're reluctant is not because they don't want to have their behavior policed, but it's a view that this kind of conduct code would be a chipping away of their independence and authority as the judiciary. That once you establish, like, congressional oversight, basically, over the court, well, now you've got a problem because the Congress shouldn't be overseeing the court. Congress can impeach and remove, but they don't get to regulate the court. And so there's a concern that if you start putting in some of these rules, that sort of opens the door slippery slope-wise to the court losing its independence as a branch of the government that's a check on the other two branches. I share the concern. I think the court runs fairly fine. But I agree. Some of the receipt of benefits, you got to side-eye them a little bit. You know, does it mean that Alito and Thomas are corrupt or that? No, I don't think so. But in their position, it's the question of being above reproach and, you know, beyond even the allegation or the, you know, appearance of impropriety, as the military folks would say it. The third proposal that Biden wants is to specifically repudiate the most recent decision about presidential immunity, to say that, no, presidents are, in fact, subject to being tried for criminal misbehavior under even their core powers, I assume is how it would be written, because that would be to reject the Supreme Court's opinion. What's interesting about that, and this would also be a constitutional amendment, and it would, I mean, you have to have a constitutional amendment to overrule the Supreme Court. There's good and bad here, okay? Practically, it's not going to happen. Because, again, how are you going to get people on board? It just seems very unlikely to pass a constitutional amendment like this. But this is actually the right approach if you read the Supreme Court as merely interpreting the law. If that's how you read what they did, that they took all the law that existed and they came out with this answer. Yeah, according to the Constitution, you just can't punish a president for what he does after he leaves office in his core powers. if you believe that what they did was good law, as in just interpreting it, not making it, and you don't like the outcome, then the solution is a constitutional amendment to change the law. That's actually how the process is supposed to work. Like, if you believe that what they did in the Dobbs decision, overruling Roe versus Wade, if you believe that that was a bad outcome, you know, you want abortion to be free for all, like, you know, the proposition that's going to be voted on here in Florida in the fall. If you believe that that's the way it should be, then what do? You pass a constitutional amendment. And if you can't pass a constitutional amendment, well, you know, tough. That's how that's supposed to work. So I actually agree with the idea that they should make a clearer declaration that a president who, for example, orders his political opponent to be assassinated under his military authority as a president, that can be prosecuted. You know, it would be good to have that be clearer in the Constitution, because the Supreme Court has said, no, they're protected in those activities. So oddly, I find myself totally agreeing with one, the 18 years, somewhat agreeing with another, the constitutional amendment to allow the president to be subject to prosecution after he leaves office, and a little less emphatic about the ethics reform. Also, that one may not take a constitutional amendment. I just want to see the shape of it, and I am concerned about the slippery slope. So these are not crazy proposals. These are actually fairly mild proposals. Here's the problem. What people think he's wanting to do is pack the court, is expand the number of justices on the court. And if he tries to do that, then I will be 100% against him, and I hope everybody else will be as well, because that would be a direct threat to overturning on the basis of what you think is policy objectives, as opposed to, you know, getting good law being done. 621 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Why do you love your favorite pair of jeans? What keeps you connected to your oldest friends? How do you know that the solution you seek is right for you? The answer is simple. It's the fit. And at PenAir Credit Union, we believe your finances should fit you perfectly. It's the right checking account for how you spend your time and money. It's the right loan for where you are and where you're headed next. It's local banking that's as comfortable as your favorite pair of jeans. Join us at PenAir.org. You'll fit right in. PenAir Credit Union is insured by NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us tomorrow, 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel, as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Some candidates talk about change. While they talk, Commissioner Jeff Burgosh delivers. Real change that matters to citizens. New parks, roads, and sidewalks. More beach access, a new library and fire station. Record revenues, record property values, and higher pay for first responders. Commissioner Jeff Burgosh fights hard for the people of Escambia County and will never raise your property tax rates. Jeff has proven to be a conservative, tested, and trusted Republican leader. And he's being endorsed in this race by some of the most respected Republicans in our county, including Sheriff Chip Simmons, State Representative Michelle Salzman, and Congressman Matt Gaetz. As your county commissioner, Jeff has worked tirelessly on behalf of the people of District 1 and Escambia County. On August 20th, re-elect the neighbor you know and the name you trust. Re-elect Jeff Burgosh. Read all of Jeff's endorsements, testimonials, and his strategic plan for District 1 at jeffburgosh.com. Keep leadership that delivers.
Paid for by Jeff Burgosh, Republican for Escambia County Commission.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way.
classic. 624 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The FBI is revealing some more details on the steps that gunman Thomas Crooks took leading up to his assassination attempt on Donald Trump. Investigators say Crooks used aliases to make more than two dozen online purchases of firearms-related products beginning in spring of last year. They also say he used assumed identities to buy chemicals from the internet in order to make the bombs that were found in his vehicle.
Oh. You know, one of the things I learned from that interview with the county SWAT team that they did on ABC is I had heard that the building he was up on top of was actually one of the police command buildings. And I was like, how can that be? Right. Well, they were the sniper team for the county was actually stationed on the second floor of that building looking out towards the crowd. And
right.
They say that wasn't actually a great position. It wasn't one they would have chosen, but that was, you know, so they're literally in the building with their guns pointed toward the crowd while a guy above them is shooting at the crowd. Isn't that crazy to think about?
It really is.
Everything about this story is
just such a failure on all levels. The U.S. and other Western nations urging citizens to leave Lebanon as tensions there grow in the region between Israel and Hezbollah. Lebanon is anticipating an Israeli response to the Hezbollah rocket attack that killed 12 children in Israel over the weekend. And a lost Andy Warhol portrait of Blondie singer Debbie Harry could apparently bring in millions of dollars. Page Six is reporting that this portrait, which was created in 1985 on a Commodore computer, was found hanging in rural Delaware.
Well, not to quibble, but wouldn't you say a found painting?
I suppose you would, yeah.
It's just, it's hard to sell a lost painting, but you can sell a found one.
That's true, yeah. I didn't think about that.
A Commodore 64 Andy Warhol Debbie Harry that was hanging on the back of somebody's door somewhere. Cool.
The Commodore. Cool.
Yeah, oh, my God. I can actually feel the keys on the keyboard as we talk and the shape of them.
The pinnacle of graphic design technology, the Commodore 64.
You know what that reminds me of? And this is, we're just going to reminisce about being old here for a second. In the interim between what we had for decades, the manual typewriter, and now what we have, of course, you know, keyboards on computers, we had electric typewriters, right? And
right.
Electric typewriters, vicious instruments of torture. But they had those same kind of super clunky keys, but the electric typewriter was so, it was like super satisfying, right? Am I wrong? David, do you remember? Well, David, are you old enough to remember electric keyboard typewriters?
So I did use typewriters at one point, but it was like so briefly, I don't even really remember.
Just moving on. I had John with me. I lost you entirely, and therefore you have made me sad. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
Oh, goodness. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. We are seeing some slowdowns still. If you're at 9th in Cervantes and going all the way through Palafox through Cervantes, we're seeing delays on both sides right there, so just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
I mean, you could lose a finger in an electric typewriter.
You could.
Especially with the keystroke ones, not the little ball ones.
Right.
You know, the selectric, didn't they call that the ball one? Okay, I'm way off in the weeds here. I don't care. Hey, if you're thinking about getting your next vehicle, trying to decide if it's time or not, go find out what's on the market. I mean, seriously, you know, don't deal in what ifs. Go look at Frontier Motors. They're going to have about 300 cars, trucks, vans, sedans, sports cars, all in the lot, all grouped by type. Okay, so the trucks are all over on the west side, and the other cars are typically over on the east side of the lot. It's kind of like two lots really connected. And go look. You know, you can look at the prices. You can look at the styles, the makes, the models. If they have exactly what you want, you can buy it. Or if they have close to what you want but not quite, they can go get it for you. They go hunting for cars all the time because they're always going and acquiring cars, you know, auctions and things like this. But go look around and see what there is. And drive a handful. And it's a dumb thing. I say it all the time. But, you know, play with the radio. Play with the knobs. Play with the air conditioner. You know, it's funny how something that you don't take the time to fiddle with in the, like, dating portion of the car acquisition – you discover when you married the car, you're like, oh, you know, so go ahead and do that, you know, try it out a little bit and try several and then see what you like. And then you can decide. And then you're informed that way if you ever do need to get a car and you want to put it off. Well, at least you know what's out there, right? Frontier Motors dealing good quality, almost new vehicles, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Jennifer Garner, is that Comic-Con? Because I guess she has a part in the Wolverine Deadpool. Okay, I have not seen it. We're going to see it tonight. I'll tell you everything tomorrow, John.
No. No. No.
Jennifer Garner got stuck.
I will ban your microphone.
Got stuck. I wouldn't do that. She got stuck in an elevator at Comic-Con.
Really?
For like an hour and 10 minutes.
Which, darn, what the luck.
Yeah.
Man, I'm stuck in an elevator with Jennifer Garner.
And what I think most every male thought was, alone?
How you doing?
Yeah, alone. And then she would periodically do updates like on her social media. 11 minutes, still in here, you know, that kind of thing. But apparently eventually started singing.
Oh.
Because when you're stuck on an elevator, you know, what do? And let me tell you that this is why almost always, if you see me somewhere, not as much recently, but historically, I always have a book with me. Because you never know when you're going to get stuck somewhere for a couple of hours with nothing to do. You know, whether it's in the elevator or with the police or the car breaks down or the things I imagine, it's always useful to have a book.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. She's not officially the Democrats' nominee yet, but former President Trump says he will probably end up debating Vice President Kamala Harris. He had agreed to debate President Biden September 10th.
If you're going to have a debate, you got to do it, I think, before the votes are cast. I think it's very important that you do that. So the answer is yes, but I can also make a case for not doing it.
The former president with Fox's Laura Ingraham. Absentee ballots start going out in North Carolina September 6th. Thousands protest in Venezuela over presidential election results.
Some walked miles to the capital from mountain slums. In Caracas, they were met with tear gas and rubber bullets. The protesters say Nicolas Maduro's re-election as president was fraudulent. They claim to be gathering evidence proving the opposition candidate, Edmundo Gonzalez, as the true winner.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. It is partly cloudy right now and 80 degrees in Pensacola this morning. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says a 44-year-old man is now facing charges for killing his 70-year-old mother over the weekend. That happened at a home on Fremont Avenue. Investigators said they were alerted by someone from out of state who had talked with Christopher Booth. That person said their friend may have killed his mother. When deputies arrived, they say they found bullet holes in the door and then found the woman's body with at least one gunshot and a dozen stab wounds. Booth remains in the Escambia County Jail with no bond. The Wedgewood Community Center is closed after a deadly shooting this week. Escambia County officials are still investigating the circumstances surrounding that incident.
We want our children to be able to go into parks. We want them to be able to go into community centers. We want them to be safe havens. Community centers are meant to be safe havens. It's for children who come from single-family homes. It's from children who are plagued by violence, that they expect to come on a Sunday, on God's day, to come into a community center to be safe. That's our responsibility, to make sure they're safe.
District 3 Commissioner Lumen May, and he praised the sheriff's office for their quick response to the shooting on Sunday and the many programs that they also provide for the community, such as the Blazer Academy. We did learn yesterday that two men were killed in that incident, a 21-year-old and a 24-year-old. Five others, including an 11-year-old child, were shot. Investigators are still looking for information from the community that could lead them to the suspects. And if you know anything, you are asked to contact the sheriff's office or to call Crime Stoppers. A dispute over an abortion ballot measure could be resolved in time for the election in November. The Florida Supreme Court said yesterday that it has now expedited two cases about Amendment 4. The ballot referendum asks voters to legalize abortions until the fetus is viable. That amendment comes with a financial impact statement that finds, quote, the total impact of the proposed amendment is indeterminate. Pro-choice group Floridians Protecting Freedom has filed a petition claiming the financial impact statement was influenced with pressure from state lawmakers. The court ruled yesterday that the state has until 5 o'clock on Friday to respond to that petition. The court also gave FPF until 5 o'clock Friday to file a brief in response to a ruling by an appeals court. That court ruled that an FPF lawsuit filed in April over the financial impact statement was moot once the FIS was revised this month. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says a 44-year-old man is now facing charges for a fatal DUI crash last November. 31-year-old Casey Folds arrested yesterday on DUI manslaughter and DUI serious injury charges. That crash on Chemstrand Road, November 13th. FHP says that Folds went off the road and swerved back on, causing a crash with another vehicle and a motorcycle. The driver of the other vehicle died from their injuries, and troopers say Folds' blood alcohol level was 0.315 at the time of that crash. It is 6:35 at News Radio Pensacola. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now, but we are seeing some delays if you're on North Palafox Street between Avery Street and Blunt Street. It's going southbound. You're going to experience some delays there. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
We will see scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout the day today. 50% chance of rain, high near 91. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Wednesday, 40% chance of rain with a high near 92. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 78 degrees. Keeping rain chances around for Thursday with a 40% chance of rain and a high near 94. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And it's 80 in Pensacola, 81 in Gulf Breeze, 78 in Milton. And now look at our financial market report.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. When it comes to gaming, the use of ChatGPT-like artificial intelligence is still in an exploratory phase, according to Liang Cheng, general manager of Tencent Cloud's Internet Industry Department. Chen said that AI has long been used by gaming companies for pattern recognition and other functions, but effective use of AI comes with high costs. Chen added he expects the business investment in AI to increase every year. Delta Airlines has hired prominent attorney David Boies to seek damages from CrowdStrike and Microsoft following an outage this month that caused millions of computers to crash, leading to thousands of flights being canceled. CrowdStrike shares fell as much as 5% in extended trading after the news broke. Microsoft was little changed. Futures are slightly higher. Monday, the Dow Industrials lost 49, the NASDAQ up 12, and the S&P 500 up 4. Once again, futures are slightly higher. That's Your Money Now.
It is 6:36, your next news at 7, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope. From the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Tune in today at 10 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when guests from Pensacola State College will be on the show talking about registration, campus tours, financial aid, certificate programs, baccalaureate programs, and everything in between. And 92% of students graduate loan-free. You won't want to miss this show on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
I have traffic news for you that is going to make your life less pleasant. So, as part of the interchange redesign, the massive multi-hundred-million-dollar interchange redesign for I-10 and US 29, the end result of which is going to be closer to normal, but still not quite. So, they're straightening out I-10, so I-10 will go straight through the middle instead of bulging around like it currently does, and it's going to make some of the ramps better. You're going to get rid of the on-ramps of despair. The internal merge ramps are going to go away. That's the good news, okay? The bad news is going to really suck for like the next 5 to 6 years as that's all done. What's being done now, and if you have eyes on this, I'd love to have confirmation that it's really happened already. FDOT, as of yesterday, says that the east and westbound lanes on I-10 between 29 and I-110 are now down to just 4 from 6. Well, almost 8, really, with the on-ramps. Anyway, but are down to just 2 in each direction because they're doing work on either shoulder. So I'd love to know if that's true. Okay, that is supposed to happen, and we have not been given a duration for how long that will be. But that means at rush hour, instead of 6 lanes, you got 4 lanes. Now, the good news is it used to be 4 lanes before. And it wasn't pleasant. So now it's going to be back to 4 lanes, at least for some time. So text me if you've seen that, 437-1620. That's not the bad one. We're just warming up. This is the bad one. If you go north on 29, Pensacola Boulevard, and then go east on 10, you know that sort of long, bending on-ramp that takes you that way? Okay? Closed. For a while. At least according to Google Maps. They say that is currently closed. And again, that's what I would love to hear from you if that's true. And the workaround of that is going to be go north past the interstate to Broad Street and then turn back around, make a U-turn at Broad Street, and then come and take the off-ramp that will take you eastbound through the on-ramp of despair that currently exists and get on I-10 that way. So, again, if you are intending to go north on 29 and east on 10, Google Maps and FDOT are telling me you can't do it right now. And as I said, the bad news it gets worse is until December. So the rest of the year, which probably means longer than that. Probably means longer than that. So I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but there you go. 437-1620, 437-1620. Now, somebody texts in and says, if we were given the opportunity to vote on the I-10-29 project at $250 million in 6 years, would we approve it? Especially given this actual end design? No. Like, why? There are so many other ones that could be much more impacted by good redesign than this, but, you know, okay. And he's like, well, then why would we do it? I'm like, yeah, good question. Because, you know, we make priorities and what? Not 6:43 on News Radio Pensacola. 437-1620. 437-1620. Oh no! Sure enough, somebody says the east ramp was closed today. Happy times, good times, good times. You know what your workaround for that is? There isn't one. I mean, that's just like you can't take Burgess. That doesn't make life better. I mean, that's what are you going to drive 20 across there anyway? Somebody says westbound 10 does have concrete barriers blocking the right lane, so both are in place. The lane restrictions and also the on-ramp northbound to eastbound is off today. So, Yay, life. That's fantastic. But at least now you know. And if G.I. Joe is correct, then knowing is half the battle. So I don't know if they're correct about that, but that's what they say. If you're thinking about changing careers, or you just want to pursue some additional interest, or you have a kid that's in high school and they want to get some college credit, dual enrollment is available. And that, by the way, is free. It's free of charge. If you're, you know, a high school student, you take classes at Pensacola State College, and it, no charge, no charge for books, for anything. It's a really, really good deal. Our kids took advantage of that. Our oldest two did it for 3 years each, and now they went to university where they've got a year and a half of college credit, because they were not full-time at PSC. They were part, you know, so that's why it's not 3 for 3. But they went as sophomores and a half to work on their engineering degrees. So they got way ahead. And it was a good experience for them as homeschoolers, because they got more classroom experience and kind of like, you know, a slightly easier environment in terms of teachers that are more willing to work with you. And, you know, everybody's a little bit more helpful. PSC is really good for like serving the client kind of stuff. And even the variety of course sections and, you know, picking teachers that you know you like, that you've worked with before, that you understand them better, all of that stuff. So my family had a great experience at PSC. And of course, all kinds of other resources, activities and sports and all that kind of, and arts. I mean, amazing art stuff. Pensacola campus, Warrington, Milton Century, South Santa Rosa Center, downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at PensacolaState.edu. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Direct Auto. Car insurance too pricey? Get around town with affordable coverage. Stop compromising. Keep driving with Direct Auto. Get a free quote at DirectAuto.com. Again, no accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 is flowing smoothly. Starting to see some delays where you can't get on to the eastbound I-10 right there at 29. Starting to see some delay backups there, so just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, Pensacola, Gary from Warrior Beer Company, inviting you to come out and enjoy great beer, great food, great fun. Warrior Beer Company has Military Open Mic Monday, Trivia Tuesday, Karaoke Wednesdays, Singo Bingo on Thursdays, and live music all weekend. We have 20 different brews and ciders. We are located just west of Blue Angel Parkway on Sereno Road. Always remember, from freedom fighters to everyday warriors, we got your six.
Hurricane season, and when a storm threatens our region, News Radio Pensacola has complete around-the-clock coverage you can count on. Our award-winning news team will be tracking the storm's every move, providing regular updates on the storm's path, intensity, and potential impacts. You can listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
This hurricane information is brought to you by DeFranco Gas. Get your home or business storm ready. Install or maintain your generator with DeFranco Gas. DeFranco Gas does all things gas.
Hi, it's Bess Marks with Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor. I want to read a little letter that I got from a wonderful friend. And she said, oh my gosh, wow, Bess, you and the Lazy Boy design team, you nailed it. We love it. We just can't believe it's ours. And that's what we call a standing ovation for our design team. Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Mobile, Pensacola, and Spanish Fort. Just like a picture out of a magazine.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us this Friday as we detail what's going on in your city parks and resource centers.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
News Radio Pensacola is the best place to reach informative, local, and dependable listeners. But did you know you can reach sports fanatics on one of our family of radio stations, ESPN Pensacola? It's our area's top place to reach sports fans.
I'm Robin, general manager with Stonebrook Golf Club. We enjoy working with the ESPN local radio team. Great service and delivered results. To reach area sports enthusiasts, I recommend advertising with ESPN Radio.
To have your business reach sports fans today, call 850-262-6000.
2019. According to two witnesses, following a Republican fundraiser, Congressman Matt Gaetz is hosting an afterparty in his hotel room. His date, a paid escort. According to one witness, the escort prepared lines of cocaine, rolled up a bill of cash, and snorted cocaine with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America. Gentlemen!
Oh, so we have a follow-up. We have a follow-up from a story we covered yesterday. Remember yesterday we were talking about President Trump's comments over the weekend at the Turning Point USA, I think is the name of it. This conference that took place in Florida over the weekend, a bunch of Christian political activists getting together. And he said, you know, you're only going to vote for me this one time. You don't have to vote for me again in 4 years. I'll play the clip for context, okay? Because he's followed up and explained now.
Christians, get out and vote just this time. You won't have to do it anymore. 4 more years, you know what? It'll be fixed. It'll be fine. You won't have to vote anymore, my beautiful Christians. I love you, Christians. I'm a Christian. I love you. Get out. You got to get out and vote. In 4 years, you don't have to vote again. We'll have it fixed so good you're not going to have to vote.
I still think my favorite part is the I'm a Christian. I don't know if that makes me laugh every time. Okay, so as I said yesterday, this is, what? There's no making sense of it, okay? Well, now he was on Laura Ingraham last night, and he tried to make sense of it because she asked him. And she's so solicitous. She's so just, you know, oh, they're attacking you unfairly, sir. Okay, anyway.
They're also attacking you for other ridiculous reasons. They're saying that you said to a crowd of Christians that they won't have to vote in the future.
Yeah, let me say what did I mean by that. That statement is very simple. I said, vote for me. You're not going to have to do it ever again. It's true. Because we have to get the vote out. Christians are not known as a big voting group. They don't vote.
What?
And I'm explaining that to them. You never vote. This time, vote. I'll straighten out the country. You won't have to vote anymore. I won't need your vote. You can go back
to
not voting.
You don't have to vote for you because you have 4 years in office.
Look. Christians are known. You know who else doesn't vote? Gun owners don't vote.
But
wait, don't
just
vote.
To be clear.
What? It's like the claim is bad, and then the explanation gets worse. What is he talking about? Gun owners don't vote? Christians don't vote? I mean, if you look it up, like the registration by faith to vote, according to Statista, white evangelical, 99% registered to vote. 91% Jewish, 90% Catholic, 85% Protestant, general public average is 84%, Muslim is 81%, and unaffiliated, as in non-religious, 79%. The people he wants to vote for him are the most participating. What? And we talked about this yesterday. Like, what is this notion? Like, in 4 years, you no longer have a duty to participate in your government? This just gets worse.
Just to be clear, what you're saying, though, you're not saying it's being interpreted as you are not surprised to hear.
No.
By the left as, well, they're never going to have another election. He's saying there's not. Okay. So,
first time
so
I've
can,
even heard.
Can you even just respond to that?
I said Christians, I started off by saying, just so you understand, you never vote. Christians do not vote well. They vote in very small percentages. Why? I don't know. Maybe they're disappointed in things that are happening, but for a long time. I say, you don't vote. I'm saying, go out. You must vote. November 5th is going to be the most important election in the history of our country.
I don't know, man. I just don't even know what to do. Here's the last comment. Just here you go.
I said to the Christians in the room, thousands of them, I said, typically, Christians do not vote. Why it is, I don't know. You're rebellious. Something's going on. Don't worry about the future. You have to vote on November 5th. After that, you don't have to worry about voting anymore. I don't care, because we're going to fix the country will be fixed, and we won't even need your vote anymore, because frankly, we will have such love. If you don't want to vote anymore, that's okay. And I think everybody understood it. I didn't know there was any difference.
So you're lazy, you're rebellious, you don't do your civic duty, but no worries, just vote for me this one time. We're going to fix everything so good. It's like the more I listen, the less I understand. Okay, just wanted to, I don't know, share that with you since we did it quite a bit yesterday, and I don't want to leave you wondering what the real explanation is. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David? By the way, credit to you. I had not seen the Laura Ingraham interview, but you had played some of that audio early in the 5 o'clock news break. So
see, now my brain is so scrambled from trying to interpret all that, mm-hmm. I don't know if I can even do news headlines.
All right, you can. I have confidence in you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. The U.S. rolling out a new aid package for Ukraine. The Biden administration announcing yesterday that they'll be sending $200 million in air defenses and other weapons to Ukraine as they continue to fight off the Russian invasion. Also, President Biden pushing for some reforms to the Supreme Court, as you mentioned earlier this morning. He was speaking from the LBJ Presidential Library in Austin, Texas, calling for 18-year term limits for justices and an enforceable code of ethics well.
Can I say this? And maybe I'm the only one, but I don't think I am. That's why I say it. Every time we talk about the LBJ Library, tell me I'm the only one who hears at the LGBTQ library.
No, yeah, whenever I see a string of letters together, that's the first. Yeah, absolutely. That's where my brain goes, too.
Anyway, go on.
The U.S. and other Western nations urging citizens to leave Lebanon as tensions there grow in the region between Israel and Hezbollah militants. Lebanon anticipating an Israeli response to the Hezbollah rocket attack that killed 12 kids over the weekend.
Terrible, terrible stuff. David, thank you so much for the update. 6:55 here on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. If you're traveling I-10 eastbound headed to the exit on 29, that's right around mile marker number 10. You'll see a crash, no roadblock, but we're starting to see some delays from it. It's moved off the side of the road, but delays there. Also, if you're trying to get onto I-10 eastbound from 29, you're going to see some issues because they've closed that lane. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Yay, us!
Yay!
Yay, everything's easy. Getting a couple of texts in here, 437-1620. Somebody said the $250 million redesign is sure going to look nice after the next storm that comes through. I don't know if this is sarcasm or sincerity. I'm sorry I'm not just decoding you very well. I don't see how that's going to affect throughput for volume. So I don't know what to make of that. Somebody else says, I guess I'm voting for Kamala in December. Well, that's the problem, right? You know, you can be fed up with him, and then what's your alternative? And you could be fed up with her, and then what's your alternative? I mean, you know, I'm almost wondering why we bother doing analysis of either of them. You know, who is it change? Who is it persuade? Would you even want to persuade? You know, like somebody else texts in and says, I think he's just exaggerating. Like we said, when COVID would be here and be gone in 2 weeks, bless his heart. Yeah. Trump exaggerates. What? Are you sure? Are you sure? And I mean, look, maybe he's the grand wizard of psychological operations, and he knows that if he says outrageous, crazy things and he gets a lot of attention, that's earned media, that's free coverage, that's his name. And then even if people are saying, what in the, you know, they're saying he's saying it. So they're hearing him and they're getting accustomed to him, so they vote for him on, I mean, who knows? At this, but you know, don't you have an obligation to be responsible for the actual words and the ideas that you're expressing? I mean, you know, maybe I'm just naive. Somebody says, hold your nose and vote for me one more time. 4 years from now, someone else will be running for office and you won't have to vote for me again. Yeah, he's not saying that. I mean, that would be kind of plausible, but he doesn't say that's, and certainly this explanation doesn't make that. I can't read that one on the air, but good one, sir. 437. No, somebody's playing with the acronym thing, and it's not a kindness. I'll just put it that way. 6:58 here on News Radio Pensacola. Time for future news. That's where John Pickens and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. Biden is proposing several reforms to the Supreme Court. 18-year terms. Will that happen in, let's say, a decade?
No.
No, I don't think so either, even though I support it. Will the application of a code of ethics apply to the Supreme Court within, say, a decade?
No.
That's a coin flip. That's a coin flip. Will they override the Supreme Court opinion that allows presidents to be tried for crimes committed while they're in office? Will that apply within the next decade?
I'm going to say no.
No, because that would take a constitutional amendment, yes. And that one's not going to happen either. Will the redesign of U.S. 29 and I-10 inconvenience some, many, or pretty much everybody?
Pretty much everybody.
I'm going to say many. That northbound to eastbound is not the most used. The southbound to eastbound is much more used. Will it be nice when it's done?
Of course it will.
Yeah, but there's still going to be problems. Years. Yeah, well, that's not wrong. Yeah, in 2030, I think, is the end date for all of that. Oh, my God. Oh, news about the Mobile Bayway, the redesign of the I-10. They got $550 million, I think, for a $3 billion project.
Oh.
Is it going to happen, and is it going to be only $250 each way?
No.
It's going to happen. It'll be more than that.
Yeah.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.